I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time for Max Pack.
It's a hump day. 7:20, you know what that means, baby. It's time to name the top five teams right here on 96.5 The Fan who can hoist a Lombardi trophy here in February. Let's start at number five. It's going to be an interesting list. Some new teams on this list.
Yeah, there should be, right?
Seahawks?
Yeah. We'll start at number five.
Okay.
This is not a new team, but it's a new team in the last month or so. It's the Green Bay Packers. They are revisiting this list after their Thanksgiving showing against the Detroit Lions. Jordan Love looked great. The offense was there. Not only do they have Josh Jacobs, Emmanuel Wilson. They got a little two-headed running back duo down there. Obviously, we've talked about the emergence of Christian Watson. Give me one second.
Watson! Yes!
The absence of Tucker Kraft may lower their ceiling, but I still like this team, and I love this defense in an NFC that kind of feels more wide open after this last week. Number four.
Do you think they should go out and get Chris Paul now that he's available?
Yeah, we'll talk about that in one word, man.
You know what's nice to see Jordan Love do? Throw it deep multiple times to one guy.
Yes.
He threw it, like, deep five times to Christian Watson, and he caught a touchdown in one of them, and he caught a big gain in the other. The other three either drops or he didn't hit him.
Just didn't hit
but
him.
But he just kept going to the well.
He kept going
to the Watson.
Yes. He kept going to where?
Yeah.
Watson! Yes!
Been part of their problem, right? It's Dobbs. It's Wicks. It's all these guys. You need to find one constant, and Watson might be that guy. Number four, this is a new team. They have not yet surfaced the top five this week. I kind of have to do it. It is the New England Patriots.
I'm with you on that. I'm in. I like that team, man. I like that quarterback.
Bob's hard for May.
I know he is. And listen, I love May. He's my second favorite QB coming out of the draft a couple years ago behind Caleb Williams. I'm not even like fully sold on this. I just don't have a lot of other teams that I think that I believe in right now. Like the Ravens, they're winning games. They might win that division, like I said, but they don't look good. The Chiefs, like, they may sneak into the playoffs, but I have to see them do a lot of things before they go back into this list. I look on the NFC side, like, who else am I missing right now? Mm-hmm. The Lions, they just lost. They've been on a down streak. The Patriots have been winning. They've been constant. But if you look at the teams that they've beaten, these are the teams that they've beaten as far as their defenses go. This is the defense points per drive given up. The Cleveland Browns are the fifth-ranked defenses, points per drive given up. The rest of the defenses they played, the Bills 15th, the Falcons 17th, the 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, and 31st-ranked defenses by points per drive. So I just haven't seen a lot from the Patriots, but they're here. They keep winning. I have to just recognize.
They've unseated Buffalo.
Yep, I have to recognize it.
Did New England do that last? Did they do that Monday night against that Giants defensive line that I know that we have given praise to without their starting left tackle and without their right tackle? Or there was two tackles or two linemen missing. I know one of them was the left tackle that cried.
Yes, yes.
Saying he'd spend his life protecting Drake May. I mean,
yeah, it's a good defensive line, but when you don't have any secondary to go
fair.
Up against.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Everybody torches the Giants.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Giants. Like, again, beat bad teams, and they destroyed them. Like, I'm putting them up here, but again, I'm not sold. And
that Giants thing, let's just be honest, that is a dysfunctional mess. Like, Abdul Carter, colossal failure.
Damn,
biggest bust
so
in the draft.
Sad.
I thought he was the best player in the draft.
Oh, we were pumped.
That guy has
no
sense.
He wanted to wear Lawrence Taylor's number.
He wanted to wear Phil Simms' number, too.
Yeah.
And yeah, because Micah Parsons is 11, and so he wanted, and this guy, he's not, he doesn't even show up to work.
I mean, honestly, like, yeah, it's pretty sad. Number three, I'll go with the Bills. I'm still putting up there. Part of this is past precedent, but they did look really good last week. I know it's the Steelers who also, like, talk about the Giants. I'm putting the Steelers, like, around that tier. That defense sucks. That team is down bad right now, but the Bills ran it all over them, and I love teams that can run the football in January and February.
You got to be able to do it then. That's important at this time of year.
They won that game without Josh Allen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They didn't need him. And that's
on the road in Pittsburgh in those conditions.
So it's so important because
where we have a good running back.
Now that pressure's off of him. So when they do need him in that fourth quarter in that last 5-minute stretch, he's going to be able to show up, I think. Number two is the Philadelphia Eagles. I know they just lost to the Chicago Bears and they are down bad, and I don't know what to do with this team. They're so freaking weird and confounding, but they are complete. And again, I just don't know who else to put above them right now. They're not a lot of elite teams. The only elite team that I believe to be in the league right now at this very moment,
Seahawks,
just lost to the Carolina Panthers. It's the Los Angeles Rams. I'm going to put in here, I think they've got, in my opinion, the MVP in Matthew Stafford. They've got the best wide receiver duo, or number two wide receiver duo in the league, in Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua.
Who's above that?
A great defense, George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. A great defense and a great head coach that's won a Super Bowl before.
You're not putting the Steelers in there? They got Adam Thielen.
Oh, shoot. My bad.
Did you see that tweet yesterday, that dude in Pittsburgh? He said Mike Tomlin is going to come out here with some bull crap and say that you can't eat soup with a fork, and then we're going to go hire some wannabe washed 2008 Pro Bowler. And then someone quote tweeted and said, he actually did it. Adam Thielen was a Pro Bowler in 2018.
I'm out so lost, good. Man. That is funny.
That's a Mike Tomlin quote.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. It's a great Mike Tomlin quote. We're not going to eat soup with a fork.
Yeah.
God, I love that guy so much. I mean, imagine what he could have done with a quarterback these last 5 years.
What if he doesn't want to be a head coach and Spag retires and Andy's like, hey, Mike.
Oh, I'd do that in a second. I mean,
sweet.
Yeah. Adios, turd nuggets.
You think pants are tight now. If all of a sudden Mike Tomlin was on the staff as assistant head coach / defensive coordinator?
I'd like to see what he would do to Chris Jones after that.
I know that I'm hard. Oh, my God. Chris Jones probably would have been. He'd be Chris Paul.
Oh, Lord. We'll help you find a team, but you, what is the saying in the bars?
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
That's what they told Chris Paul.
That's what the chancellor of KU said to us in our graduation commencement address. He said that. Because it was when that closing time song by Semisonic was out. And he quoted it. He goes, to seniors who are graduating, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Thanks, chancellor.
Yeah.
Thanks for the great words of
appreciate
support.
It.
Yeah. Get the hell out of here. We got nothing left to do with you.
Like your bottom feeders.
All right. Number five on the list, I was going to say the St. Louis Cardinals. That's fine by that. But the Arizona Cardinals, you've got a coach out there who's punching players and whatever the case is. He stinks. The Arizona Cardinals come in at number five on my list. Up to number four in the New York Football Giants on that list. I mean, that thing is a mess. Abdul Carter doesn't show up to work. The head coach of this team is not going to be the head coach much longer. The GM of this team is not going to be the GM much longer. That is a wasteland of lost opportunities and sadness.
And you call it, they got their bye next week. They're not coming back after the bye. It's done. They're not
going
showing
on
up.
Boat.
They're going. What are they? 43-104-1 since that boat picture. Number
BBL
three.
BBL stinky.
Number three on my list, the New Orleans Saints. They're still just a really bad football team that offers not a lot of anything.
Oh, shucks.
Number two nice. Are the St. Louis Browns. They come in on the list because they might as well be a baseball team. I don't like Shador Sanders. Is that okay? Like, this guy's out here trying to battle everybody constantly in the media and all this kind of stuff. How about focus on just playing football and let everything take place and take care of itself? Like, he's fighting the wrong battles. And number one are the Tennessee Titans on that list. They're the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah.
They have to get retired soon, like the Jets.
Yeah.
You're like TRL. You know, you can only be on the list so long to where everybody gets it. Like, all right, Tennessee.
Like the butt fumble on ESPN.
I don't even know
bad
if the Tennessee Titans are an actual NFL football team.
It's atrocious.
I really don't know if they're considered an NFL team.
It's embarrassing.
Also, do they have a quarterback or not?
I believe in Cam.
They don't have a coach. They don't have leadership. They don't have an organization.
Right.
So, like, it's kind of hard to. It's like the Chiefs don't have a great defense, but they don't have a defensive line. That's where it starts.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like,
we don't know if he's a good quarterback. Yeah.
So I want to pick apart top five and then bottom feeders. Top five, no Seattle Seahawks. Great defense.
Great defense.
Great wide receiver one.
pretty solid tandem at running back. A quarterback, I think that that's why they're not in your top five, because you got burned last year on Sam Darnold. I think their coach is decent. I don't hate him.
Yeah, Mike McDonald's awesome.
He's doing fine.
Great singer.
Yeah. You play "I'm Gonna Be There One More Time," I'm gonna burn this place down. 40-year-old virgin. The thing about Seattle that's interesting is that they did exactly what they were supposed to do. They blanked Eric Brosmer last week for the Minnesota Vikings, and he threw the worst interception I've ever seen. Think about this in last week's NFL. We saw the worst interception of the season, maybe the greatest catch of the season, and the worst field goal kick of all time and in the season. That was all in week 14.
Yeah, that was last week.
Or week 13. Sign me up for week 14, which is completely different. Now,
have you heard his reasoning about that kick? He was blaming the ball was moving.
What?
And so he stopped. Yeah, what was happening is the snap came and the punter spun it to get the laces out.
Laces out.
Yikes.
So he's blaming the ball movement. He thought the ball moved, and so he stopped his.
At least Ray Finkel still put foot to ball.
I mean, just kick the damn thing.
Okay, bottom feeders. Titans, Browns, Saints, Giants, Cards. You know what the Cardinals are going to do? Cardinals are going to piss a lot of people off in fantasy football. Because you're going to think, oh, yeah, Jacoby Brissett, he's not going to do anything. But they're going to be a lot of garbage time.
Oh, yeah.
And Brissett's kind of out there doing his thing.
It's been great for me.
The Giants, I get it. Saints, obviously. Browns and Titans. You know what one thing about this is? Which one of these teams is going to remain there next year?
Well, if you're asking me.
Because what's the one common problem all five of these teams have besides maybe the Giants? There's no quarterbacks, nor a coach do you trust.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And there's your problem.
And my if I was going to say which one remains there, snarkily, I'll say the Giants. But realistically, I'll say the Cardinals, because they've proven over the years they're just an awful franchise.
Oh, sorry. You want me to really be specific? The catch, pick one. You had Treylon Burks in the corner of the end zone for Washington.
Like four, yeah.
You had Brock Bowers with a one-handed scoop in the end zone, and then you had Puka Nacua going absolutely.
The Nacua one is the one I thought you were talking
about.
That's
what I was referencing, because that's just disgusting, that catch. And the kick was cool. I mean, how did you miss the kick? My own boss tagged me in a Twitter video and said, "Dusty, when he hits it, when he uses the lob wedge." Thanks, Speck. Appreciate that.
No Raiders in the bottom feeders.
I mean, it's kind of like the Jets. We know they're there.
We understand.
We get it.
You suck.
Yeah. I wonder what they're going to do in the offseason.
Somebody says, yeah, I mean, I would have just kicked the holder if he moved the ball.
He didn't move the ball, though. I mean, how many times have you watched that? The kicker's a liar.
That's your fault.
Yeah.
And then someone from the 913 said, your counselor could have just said, now you're all going to be great bakers and organizers. Oh, gosh. And then somebody says, no love for the Bears, Mac.
No, come on.
Okay. They lose this week. They're the seventh seed.
Yeah, come on.
I also want to bring this up. Dallas and Detroit, I think, is an awesome Thursday night football game. I cannot wait. Mm-hmm. Going to get the Nutcracker Ale for Jay Binkley and maybe a Jack's Pizza.
That's a Binkley spread if I've ever heard of one.
I'll tell you what.
Totino's Pizza Rolls.
Yeah.
How many times do you think that guy's burned his mouth on Totino's Pizza Rolls? Oh. Every?
How much time do you have? I mean, I've done the exact same thing. But I will say, Detroit and Dallas, what an identification game. Because if Dallas goes out there against Detroit, who, again, is beat up, right? No, I don't think Amara St. Brown's going to play. I don't know if Dallas's offense can keep it up, but I know that they have, Terrion Arnold? He's out for Detroit as well.
Detroit's banged up.
Pretty banged
time,
up.
Man.
And right now, Dallas's record does not say who they are. When you see Dallas on the schedule, I feel like you're like, okay, like when we had the season at the beginning of the year, I was, hesitant to say, don't forget it's Dallas in Dallas on Thanksgiving. That was my only reason why I thought the Chiefs would lose that game. And then you see what their offense is doing. And Dak Prescott, third best odds in the MVP. Mm-hmm. I think the MVP race is over. It's between the two-man race.
Who's the second?
Stafford and May.
You think Stafford's still in it?
I thought it was good. They brought this up on First Things First yesterday. Drake May has no more primetime games. Stafford has three.
Ooh.
And that plays a huge factor.
Well, that could be either good or bad.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And one of the games that Stafford has on primetime is against the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, great. They're going to flex that thing, aren't they?
I don't know.
Is that a Saturday or some game?
I think it's a Monday night game.
Okay, they probably
But know. I thought that was a good point because of who, there's 50 people that vote on it. And I think it was Danny and Nick were going back and forth about it. And they were talking about how, if you look at the schedule, Drake May is not going to be seen. Now, they play Buffalo, but it's a noon game on CBS that, unfortunately, we live in a world of red zone. locals, teams, and all that. Like, are you really going to pay attention to it? Are we going to see it? Like, we saw Drake May on Monday Night Football against the Giants, and he looked fantastic.
I got to be honest with you. If you're the MVP voter, you better watch these five games for each of these players and have an informed vote.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying is, like, if it's down to those two and you're a voter and there's five games to go, you better watch all those games.
No doubt about it.
I don't have a vote. You don't have a vote. None of us have a vote. But if I had a vote, I'd be paying attention to what was going on.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Somebody said on the text line that Wachowski would always burn his mouth on Hot Pockets.
How could you? They were always frozen in the middle.
Hot Pockets.
You talk about pizza rolls. I thought I saw a new Smasher Pass topic. Yesterday it was chocolate chip cookie pizza rolls. And then the bottom of it said AI oriented.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
Oh, because they opened it up and it looked like a cookie dough in the middle. Like,
I mean, let's just think about that for a second. Yeah, that's 100% like, and a side of like vanilla dipping sauce.
I don't even need that. Yeah, but yeah, you can do it. Like almond mark.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, they opened it up and it was just like chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, it's the Smash City. One word, found this out this morning. This sucks. I mean, the Clippers are already one of the worst teams in the NBA, and now one of the few bright spots of their season, bringing Chris Paul back, their best player in franchise history. It came out this morning around 2 a.m. is when Chris Paul found out, when we all found out. He's done. They're waving him.
Yeah,
they're saying goodbye. Cut him. One word.
Stupid. And I say that because, as you mentioned, he's like your franchise player. What's their record this year?
Yeah,
not
terrible.
Good, right? So why wouldn't you have somebody there that the fans can watch? SpotRack retweeted and goes, there is no reason financially to cut him. You're not saving any money.
Wow.
It doesn't give you any salary cap maneuverability. It's a net zero. So and SpotRack said, I can't wait to find out why.
Hmm. Maybe Edgecombe doesn't like him.
Edgecombe's in Philly, yeah.
He's in Philly. I always get their jerseys mixed up.
Yeah.
Similar colors. They are colors similar, yeah.
What, he went from CP3 to CU3?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think my one word would just be age. I think our high school baseball coach, Brad Mayfield, always said at one point, I remember this, I was a freshman going into high school, and he had all the baseball players who were going to try out, and he goes, hey, here's the deal. Some of you are going to make it, some of you aren't, because some of you are going to get to a level that you can no longer play at, and unfortunately that's just life, and other you are going to excel the higher you go up in life. Whether that's going to be freshman year, senior year, freshman year of college, pros, eventually you're going to get to a level where you can't do it anymore. I think that's where we're at with CP3, unfortunately.
Yeah, it happens.
Never won a title. I think everybody kind of wanted him to get a title, had his opportunities, journeyman, future coach in the NBA.
You think him and Cliff are going to hang out now and sell insurance?
Sure, for sure.
You know, what's going to go on there?
Yeah, they'll rekindle.
Yeah,
point God. Yeah, it's sad to see him go. He'll land somewhere else, I'm sure, just to retire.
Will he, though? I mean,
probably just to retire, I imagine. Someone will have him on to sell some tickets.
Maybe.
I don't know. I got two pieces of audio. I want to do one word on both of them around the same topic. Mike Tomlin was asked about the fans calling for his job. Fire Mike Tomlin, fire Mike Tomlin. He's asked about those chants. Let's play this audio and get one word on it first.
In general, I agree with them from this perspective. Football is our game. We're in the sport entertainment business. And so if you root for the Steelers, entertaining them is winning.
Yep.
And so when you're not winning, it's not entertaining. And if you've been in this business, you understand that. And so I respect it. I share frustrations. I understand what makes this thing go. And winning is what makes this thing go.
Love is my one word. Love, because he's absolutely right. I don't blame him. I'm with him. And I love the fact that he said it's an entertainment business. Too many people in sports forget that. You're no different than the movies. You're no different than a musical group. You're no different than a Broadway show. You're no different than anything. You are a form of entertainment. And if you're not winning and you're not entertaining, well, then people aren't going to go because it's not entertaining and they're not going to spend their hard-earned dollar on a non-entertaining product. I love everything that Mike Tomlin said there. I'm biased, though. I've got my Tomlin glasses on. I'd jump in front of a car for that guy, and I've never met him in my life.
I would say my one word would be humble. I mean, not many coaches can go up there and, you know, address that question, be like, oh, I'm not going to get into that, or they're entitled to their opinion. I would say my one word would be humble. I think he kind of knows. I think it's kind of like when you had a relationship that's gone too far, one of you is starting to become distant, and you're like, eventually you're going to sit there and be like, are we okay? And someone's going to break, and you're going to say, okay, I'll get my stuff and we'll move on. Mm-hmm. I mean, it happened in Philadelphia.
Yep.
And it worked out wonderful for both parties.
Yes, it did.
It worked out in St. Louis. Dick Vermeil won a Super Bowl. And mm-hmm. then, 3 years later, he's with the Chiefs. And Mike March takes over. And they were still good. And the Chiefs were good. And it worked out. So, yeah, humble is my word for Tom.
I really do think that. It, just totally off the subject, you mentioned the Eagles were better now, you know, and they are. But I was just driving in this morning. I was thinking about the Kelly brothers, Brian and Chip, two of the biggest grifters in the history of sports. Mm. Those two guys, my God, how much money have those guys stolen?
The liars. Big Ben, he wasn't lying on his podcast. He talked about the Mike Tomlin situation as well. That's Ben Roethlisberger.
I know it's being talked about around here a lot. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. Maybe it's best for him too.
Sure.
Maybe a fresh start for him is what's best. Whether that's in the pros, whether maybe go be Penn State's head coach. You know what he would do in Penn State? He'd probably go win national championships.
I wouldn't wish college football on anybody that's a coach, or college basketball for that matter. That's a cesspool. But I will say this. It is probably, he's right, it may be best for both parties to just, it's fine. It's been a long relationship. It's been a great relationship. But every relationship eventually grows stale, and it's not working right now there in Pittsburgh. So if I'm Mike Tomlin and Pittsburgh and you reach an agreement to move on and he still wants to coach, the damn Giants better be at his door and not leave. Like, they better Andy Reid him, okay? Mm. Go to Pittsburgh and sit in his home until he comes and coaches the Giants. But the Giants will hire some loser.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my one word on Roethlisberger's is truth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how many divorces end completely soured and distraught and in hatred. There's a lot of divorces out there that, you know, they cope with it. They know it's happening, and they know that it's better off for the situation that is the future. And they just cope with it, right? Like, hey, I'll drop the kids off. Don't worry about it. And you can still say hi to the year-in-laws and still have that respect thing. I don't think this is going to be a nasty split.
No.
Because I think it's one of those things where you can see it coming and you can kind of prepare for it. Like, I'm sure Tomlin's already kind of like looking at things like, all right, I'm going to need to go to, you know, Storage Mart and get some boxes for that over there. I'll leave that. They can keep that LeBeau thing. I don't need it. But I think this is just one of those things where time's ran its course.
Yeah.
And it's stale and it's over. And look, Pittsburgh's tired of being in purgatory. They move on. Marty Schottenheimer got fired in Kansas City, went to the Chargers, turned that franchise around. Granted, had a couple good quarterbacks.
They gave
him
one year in San Diego.
And then he went to the playoffs and the same thing happened. Yep. So I don't disagree that you go to Penn State and turn that organization around and be that recruiter. And because think about this. Mike Tomlin's older. Like, you're talking about Notre Dame, how much we hate on Notre Dame. Look at their recruiting class. It's guys like Plaxico Burress' son. It's like athletes that used to play are now turning 18 and 19 years old, plus the transfer portal. Hey, my dad played for you, and he says you're a great guy. I'm going to go to Penn State. We saw a time of today where a guy went from Georgia to Vanderbilt. If it's 2010, you look at that and go, how much money was on that guy's front porch from Vanderbilt?
How much money was in the McDonald's bag? You know,
exactly. It was more than that Grinch salt that they're putting on fries these days.
Which, by the way, have you seen the SpongeBob meal from Burger King that's out?
No.
It looks like they got a little square yellow bun. I may be in on the SpongeBob meal over at
Barnacles.
Burger King.
Little Krabby Patty.
But that's what they said. They said a Krabby Burger. I'm like, please don't tell me Burger King's putting some imitation crab.
No, I think it's like a sauce they put on
it. Thank God.
I don't know, what are those little round circle things? Are those nuggets or like fish? What are those things?
I don't know. But I like the bun. I'm not going
to
lie. I don't think college, man. That's me. I'm very biased. I wouldn't waste my time with this college crap. It's just too much, man. You're never done. It's all about the NIL. It's all about, my God, Penn State. If they're firing him in Pittsburgh because he's not winning, what is Penn State going to do?
I think his best job, I think the best thing the NFL can do is put him in Cincinnati. I think Zach Taylor, that's a divorce that needs to happen. That is one that probably won't happen in a nice manner way. But what does Cincinnati have? What do we know Cincinnati has?
Not a defense.
But they have a great offense.
Mm-hmm.
And if they need a defense, you take Tomlin and you put him in a situation where he doesn't have to worry about the... Like, if he goes to the Giants, another great situation for the Giants. Out of the division, it is New York. It would be a different media.
He'd be
than
awesome
Pittsburgh.
In New York.
I think
though.
So. If they win, but he'd have Scadaboo, he'd have Malik Nabers, he'd have Wando Robinson, which whoever the
Theo Johnson.
Was. Theo Johnson's there as well. Plus, you have Scadaboo, you have Dart, you have all those guys. But in Cincinnati, you have the same situation.
I need a job with a steady paycheck. I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You have a, but the New York Giants defense is set up more for success than the Cincinnati Bengals defense.
And he'll
is.
Come in there with, what's the word I'm looking for? Discipline. Yeah. And maybe Abdul Carter will understand how to be a professional or how to be an adult, not a professional athlete, an adult. Because when you can't show up on time, that's disrespectful. I hate people that are late. It is disrespectful to everybody else. It's how you interact as an adult by showing up on time and doing your job. And obviously, DeBall was looking the other way. And then as soon as DeBall left, Kafka's in there and boom, 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 he's suspended. So you know it was going on all season long. Mike Tomlin needs to go in there and be the disciplinarian in that situation.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.